And all those things, the thing they have in common is no faith. Because it's not me that's righteous. It's Christ that does the works to turn me from those things. And look at the way Paul looks at this. It says, you walked in this at some time when you lived in them. Meaning, the idea is that if you haven't already stopped, the time to stop is now. Not that he's saying that. I'm saying this. That we, you know, if we haven't stopped these things, well, now it's time. And this is how you get your mind on the things above, is getting yourself off of the things which are beneath. The lust, the uncleanness, impureness, the longing and the desires and the coveting and all this stuff. As long as you're walking in that, you got to know. It's for the sake of doing those things that the wrath of God comes on the children of disobedience. And as Peter says, they are appointed to disobedience because God created them for that purpose. There are vessels of wrath and vessels of mercy, according to Romans 9. Some people are created for that very thing. But we are created in Christ Jesus for something else. We are to be made into a new man, a different kind of man, renewed in knowledge after the image of him. Whose image? Christ's image. It says, we do not know what we will be, but we know that when he appears, we will be like him. As Paul has just said in this book of Colossians, when he appears, we will appear with him in glory. As he had said also in the book of Ephesians chapter 4, verse 13, until we all come into the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, under the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Because Paul is travailing. He's travailing until now, till Christ be formed in those whom he had care of. He wants to present them all, every man, as he said in chapter 1, verse 28, he wants to present them perfect in Christ Jesus. That's why he warns. That's why he teaches in all wisdom. That is why we want to fill people with what? With the knowledge and the wisdom of God's will in all spiritual understanding. Because all these things will take people down to destruction. And we should not be deceived. If we find ourselves in those things, and I don't want to destroy faith, okay? But out there are doctrines that teach people that they could just keep, that in spite of these things, they will still be saved. No. If we continue in them, God is going to judge us as being the doers of them. That's what I see in the scriptures. Don't be deceived, as John said. Little children, let no man deceive you. John chapter 3. He that does righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. It is even as him. We got to be what? Putting off the old man. We got to be created and renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created us, who is Christ. But we got to put off all these things. Now, he says, you have put off all these. You put off. You put away anger and wrath and malice and blasphemy and filthy communication out of your mouth. We do not want to be communicators of filthy things. It means vile. Filthy is vile or base. Logos, communication. It's logos is like the word. In the beginning was the word. Well, it's the word of vile or base things. There are so many ways in which God is blasphemed. But people don't realize it because they've taken on another God. You know, malice is kind of a, it's more of a sense of just, it's the word kakia. The word, there's a word in Greek. One of the words for being bad is kakos. Sometimes it's kaka. It's kind of funny because we kaka is a kind of a word for vile, you know, for excrement. You know, kaka is kaka, you know, right? But kakia is, you know, it means moral wickedness or depravity, you know, in any general sense. It's not necessarily, you know, malice in English is pretty specific, you know, malice. Again, wrath is thumos, which is like heat, passion. You know, but you can be very passionate and heated about things, and it's not sin. But don't let that be. And he says, Paul says, be angry and sin not. You know, angry and sin not is like, I've had enough with these false preachers. But it's also having peace and knowing and wisdom that it's like, this is the will of God. But it's still, there's nothing wrong with being, it's good to be affected in a good thing. You know? But there's wrath that is not good. And that is not right. And don't seek to justify ourselves in our selfish and covetous wrath. Or whatever, you know, well, he didn't, you know, that guy cut me off. That's always the, you know. It's like if someone was walking next to you and they stepped in front of you. Oh, pardon me, you know, would you curse them out the way you did when that guy cut you off? You know, car. It's funny how cars, people treat people so differently when they're in a car. So if I didn't think it would cause an incident, there have been times when I've been tempted to go up and say, look it. I'm another human being over here. Why are you being, you know, you just gave me your middle finger. It's like, have you considered that if I was a different man, I might come over here with violence? I thought, well, if I do that, I might get violence, so I better not. It's run through my head, though. Go up and have a talk with him. Okay, put on the new man. You know, it says, don't be conformed to the image of this world, Romans 12, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. There's a new man created in the image of Christ Jesus. That's the idea of Christ being formed in us. We got to come to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. And in that, there is no Jew, no Greek, circumcision or uncircumcision, except that which be of the Spirit, as we learned in the last chapter. Barbarian or Scythian, or Scythian, or you know, Scythian. I think that's the way they used to say it. And according to a note I looked up, it says that the Scythians were regarded by the ancients as the lowest type of barbarians. It's sort of like barbarian or scumbag barbarian. At least that's the way people look at it. You know, today it'd be like, well, you know, whether they be, I was gonna say American, because everyone hates us, and they hate the Americans. We're so hated around the world. Well, now we're loved because we have